headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Number 14, Penn State, 6-2, at number 5, Michigan, 7-1. The line is 10.5 around there, Bob, down a little from opening at 11.5. Over on Penn State's the underdog, Michigan's favorite. The over-under, 51.
Yeah.
That's where that's at right now.
What's the line right now?
10.5. Yeah. You shake your head?
But I can see it.
Oh, I can see it too.
I can see it.
I can see it. I think Vegas has this game very interestingly positioned. So let me throw out my first to get us talking about Penn State and Michigan over its last three games. Penn State's defense. That would be against Michigan State, Indiana, and Iowa. They've been on the field for 277 snaps. That's an average of 92 plus per game. Michigan's coming off a bye. Penn State's played three straight games where its defense has been on the field 90 plus plays. Eventually, I tend to think that has to have an impact against a rested team that's also pretty darn good.
Not only that, the starters have played a ridiculous amount of those snaps. So it's not like they've been liberally sprinkling in the backups,
right,
and trying to mitigate that high number. I think the key starters are playing like 75% of the snaps.
That's a staggering number to me. Does it have any impact on this week? I don't know.
I mean, part of me thinks they're college kids.
Right.
You know, it's a week since the last game. I think what is more impactful is how many snaps they play in that game, that day. I don't know. I mean, every game takes its toll on you and I think has some impact. But I think what's most concerning is how many snaps they have to play this Saturday and how they divvy those up.
Just for give you a little bit of – Michigan's coming off a bye, a little bit of background. Their last two opponents, that would be Michigan State and Wisconsin, they held to a combined 20 points. 7 for Michigan State and 13 for Wisconsin, who's not very good, by the way.
They would have shut Michigan State out if they didn't fumble inside the 10. That was a
Correct.
Shutout. That was going to be a shutout in East Lansing. This team is, like we talked about earlier, you look at the Notre Dame game, and after the first two drives of the Notre Dame game,
right,
no one has done you know what against this defense. No one has. And I don't know. And they have not had Rashawn Gary for about the last month.
Right.
They're just well coordinated. They've got athletes everywhere. And I think the mindset is much different this year. Ross talked about the revenge tour. I just think that this is – Penn State could be running into this team at the wrong time.
Michigan has a top 10 defense across the board in terms of rankings. They're number one in the country in total defense, 220 yards a game. They're number one in pass defense, 122 yards a game. They're top 10 in points allowed at 14, and they give up less than 100 yards a game on the ground. Is this game about Penn State's offense versus Michigan's defense, or do you see a scenario where it flips to the other side?
Do we have a Rashawn Gary update?
Harbaugh is saying, trying to get better, trying to play this week. You know, much like Ohio State was saying that right before Bosa declared like he wasn't going to play again. He's got a shoulder injury. It's the joint in his shoulder.
Who, Rashawn Gary?
Yeah.
I bet he doesn't play again the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. He's not rushing back for that.
Yeah.
Now, if they make the college football playoff or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or if they need him against Ohio State, maybe. But I think he's Bosa in this maybe a little bit.
Hey, Ross, I wanted to ask you, is there something about playing a team on the road that you know is good, but not only that, their mindset is, you know what we're going to try and do to you, and you got to stop us? As a player, does that kind of excite you a little bit because it's like maybe the ultimate test that if you can survive it, it's even like a better win than maybe beating Ohio State at home.
I think that that's fair, and I think that that's probably what Franklin and Pry and those guys have said all week. I mean, they're going to try to run the ball down Penn State's throat. What I guess I would ask you guys is, do we have any evidence to suggest that they won't be able to do it? Maybe the Ohio State game?
Ohio State struggled to run the ball a lot this year. That's been one of the more surprising things.
Was the Ohio State game about them not being able to run it, or them insisting on throwing it and Haskins having a bad game?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think this was going to be a tougher spot, I think, than Ohio State at home. Michigan has not been what they were supposed to be the last couple of years, and I think a lot of people felt like they would be.
They're fifth in the college football playoff. Yeah. LSU's going to lose to Alabama.
Yeah.
If Penn State, if Michigan wins, they're in the top four.
Yeah. And honestly,
that place is going to be going bananas.
I am all in on away from this game. I am all in on rooting for Harbaugh when they play Ohio State. I've had about enough of Ohio State.
Yeah.
Like, for the rest of my life, I've had enough for them. I'm just sorry. I just don't like anything about the way they go about their business, and I hope they put it on Ohio State.
Let me ask you this. What's Michigan's biggest wins this year?
Well, I mean,
have they beat anybody good?
They beat up Michigan State.
They beat up Michigan State soundly.
It was, like I said, that should have been a shutout. And they managed the game. Once they got a lead, they didn't even really try and score that much. Had they not fumbled, it would have been 21-0. I don't think they look to win style point-wise. I think they just want to get a lead and say,
come get us. This is where we are. Yeah.
If you look at how they call the game, it's just very – they fell behind 17-0 at Northwestern. That doesn't sound like a bad thing, but that was, I think, one of the turning points.
17-0.
That was one of the turning points in their season. They came back, and I think they won 20-17. And that's not an easy spot.
You know what else stands out to me about Michigan? And I think we need to talk about this. Not only that they're going to run the ball, Penn State's run defense, whatever. It's – much more so, I feel like, than Ohio State. Look at the guys. Like, their kicker and their best corner committed to Penn State and then decommitted. Their best defensive lineman is from Pennsylvania, and he actually, you know, he's from Pittsburgh. Their other guy that probably won't play, Rashawn Gary, he's a Jersey kid.
Khalik Hudson, is he from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, he's McKeesport.
And so is that Dwumfor. Was he another Penn State kid that flipped?
Yes.
Dwumfor,
the D tackle, is a Jersey kid that flipped. Rashawn Gary, Jersey. Khalik Hudson, McKeesport. He had it down to Penn State or Michigan. Their starting left tackle, John Runyon, is a South Jersey kid. Went to St. Joe's Prep. I don't feel like that's the case as much with Ohio State. It's almost like Michigan and Penn State really go head-to-head in recruiting a lot. And the guys that they're beating them on are good and playing. You know, with the Ohio State, I know Penn State goes for some of those kids, but it doesn't feel like Penn State, like nobody on Ohio State's roster is even from Pennsylvania, I don't think.
No one of note. I can't remember anyone that was on the – that Penn State was really in it for, or vice versa.
They have the Hooker's younger brother.
Okay.
Hooker's younger brother. But still, Penn State didn't even offer him.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out, that, like, this is a very important game and swing game. And a lot of Michigan's best players are from Pennsylvania and Jersey, and also had it down to Penn State and Michigan.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and white. Blue and light. Excuse me. Remember, you can enjoy Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light every home game weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot, along with 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and Wine. We continue with quarter number four. We're previewing Michigan versus Penn State. Michigan's front seven is – I know they have some good guys on the back end as well, but the way – Northwestern got a lead on them was throwing the ball down the field. Thorson throwing the ball down the field and hitting some. Those linebackers, they're ridiculous. Khalik Hudson and Devin Bush are just – they're just
I really am a fan of Devin Bush, and he's going to be a key player in this game because I think he is absolutely going to spy McSorley.
Absolutely.
And he might be faster than McSorley. And Trace, like you said, when he's healthy, Trace is probably like a high 4.5 guy maybe, or a low 4.6. Well, Devin is probably faster than that, and he's undersized, but you're very rarely going to get by him.
I'm old enough to remember when Penn State threw the ball down the field. Have they done it at all?
How long? It's been a while.
Did they do it against Iowa? I'm not remembering.
No, not really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did. They did take a couple of shots. They just didn't connect on any of them. The guy they throw deep.
That was their defining thing 2 years ago.
The guy that they throw deeper to more often than not is the tight end. The tight end has been open a couple of times, much like Gesicki. Not to say that he is Mike Gesicki, but you know, Juwan Johnson tried to play last week and he only played 10 snaps. He's not great getting out of press coverage, and that's the other thing we got to talk about real quick is. They're going to face some press coverage, and they're going to – and Franklin talked about it. Michigan is going to try and mug these receivers and try and get away with it, buy time for the rush to get to Trace. And James said it's on the receivers to win the battle or to draw the flag, and if they don't, it's going to be a bad scene in Ann Arbor.
And again, like we said about the run defense, what's the evidence have that the receivers can get off the press coverage? Can do that.
I sense that this game means a lot to both teams. I think that a lot. There's some Penn State guys that remember 49-10. I know Michigan is pointing to this game. I think this is going to be a really nasty game, and I think you're going to see a pretty good effort from Penn State. I think they're at a disadvantage in some matchups, but I do think this is going to be a game in the second half, and I do think Penn State's special teams will play better. I'm going to pick Michigan to win the game 27-17. But I think it's going to be a fight, and I think that Michigan's going to know they were in a game.
Sounds pretty good to me.
27-17 for Bob.
I think it ends up being a two-score game, and Michigan gets the second score late to kind of seal it, but it's a game until then. Penn State's offensive line is going to have to play their best game of the year. Yep. I don't see how their run defense is able to – what you really need to do – is you really need to have the front seven do everything you can to sell out against the run, and Amani and John Reed and Tariq Castro Fields, they got a press man on the Michigan receivers and win. I'll say 23-16. Nah, I said two scores. 26-16.
There you go. Michigan's only given up 56 points in the second half. Penn State has to get off to a fast start, like Bob Flounder said earlier. Don't think Michigan's as good as a number 5 team in the country, and I think the disrespect thing can backfire on them. I'm going to go Michigan 24, Penn State 20. I see Penn State playing free this game. All right, that'll do it. Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Bob. That'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show for this week. Come back next week and join us. Thanks, everybody.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.